A parking lot on a gray, chilly afternoon might not seem like the best venue to enjoy local cuisine, but last Sunday, about 3,000 people, like Emily Grondin of Rochester, thought it worked just fine.
I think it's great, and it brings lots of people together. Look at all these people eating food. It's awesome.
It probably helped that that parking lot was at Red Hook Brewery in Portsmouth, and that the cuisine on offer was from 20 food trucks from around New England.
They're all different, which is great. It's like, I don't know, like a food court on wheels, I guess.
Generators hummed and a local band strummed out cover songs as people milled around, drinking beer and checking out the eclectic menus. Just to watch him down. Ruth Robinson from Wyndham said the hardest part of her first food truck festival was deciding what to eat.
We had ice cream, beef pot pie, grilled cauliflower and some grilled cheese. Yeah, a little of everything. Now I'm full.
One truck specialized in Belgian waffles, another in barbecue. There was a cannoli truck, a coffee truck, on and on. It's a sign of the rapid growth of food trucks over the last several years. Anne-Marie Eigner is with Food Truck Festivals of America, which organized the event.
5 years ago when we started, we could only find 8 food trucks in the greater Boston area. Today we have a list of 500 in New England.
The festivals may be convenient grazing opportunities for customers, but for the trucks, events like these are a lifeline.
Oh, absolutely. This is where a large part of our income comes from.
Alex Torres works with the Sante Mobile Farmhouse Cafe based in Cambridge. He says during the summer, they'll drive to a different festival almost every weekend.
On a good day in a festival, we'll make, you know, a few thousand dollars, but as opposed to like our normal lunch hours, we'll make like in the $500 to $1,500 range.
It's also good business for more local truck owners like Clyde Bullen. Bullen started Clyde's Cupcakes at a traditional brick and mortar location in Exeter, but he decided the best way to get in front of potential customers was to invest in a bright pink cupcake truck.
That's our colors. The store is pink. Everyone knows us from the pink boxes and the pink truck.
Bullen says having a truck also gives him a chance to experiment.
You could do so much and keep your costs down. A lot of people are doing some culinary stuff on these trucks. It's not just, you know, you have two chefs making some nice cuisine.
Whether more New Hampshire chefs invest in food trucks may depend on how cities and towns decide to regulate them. City officials in Portsmouth are weighing that issue right now. For NHPR, I'm Jason Moon.